And now for our feature presentation.
Satire.
In a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice.
For instance,
go fuck yourself.
Oh, I certainly will.
Well, as you can plainly see,
satire is
helping thousands of men and women solve their problem of underarm perspiration.
You need to use the old one. That's what you need, the old one.
Why not play darts instead?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Hi, this is Audrey Landers.
Leonard Nimoy gets a surprise.
Most illogical.
Here's a case where a young lady had great difficulty in getting the words out.
A crisp, cropped,
You can say that again.
A cropped,
Say that again one more time.
Crab meat nut sandwich.
Well, it's time for throwing up.
Please clean up my vomit.
That's what I'm going to do.
Wait. Come in and have some...
Dummer's Eve douche.
It helped stop perspiration safely.
He gasped and choked.
That smell wasn't this toilet. It was a
monkey's armpit.
Boy, that sure smells good.
I want you to meet my friend.
It's Oliver Dragon.
And this is my friend...
Johnny Mathis.
I've come to be your friend.
You know, it's really great to know I have so many good friends.
But they might kill you.
Backed by a private army of 500,000 ex-soldiers and others.
They tried to murder and torture their way to a fortune in lost emeralds.
Suppose we come back to you in just a moment or two. On this cue, I'll be back in a minute with more news.
Oh, wow. Am I stoned? I feel so good. Yeah, well, I just go along with that.
Now, here's more.
Oh, wow.
A few weeks later.
These marks are just too much for me.
Just then.
Bobby, what's the matter with that man? Why is he always bumping into things and falling down?
He castrated my husband.
And he is one of my heroes.
I say it ain't one of fucking best!
Oh, isn't it past your bedtime, little one?
And now we switch you to police headquarters downtown for further developments
in a nudist camp.
I see millions of families trying to
fuck my sister.
Your brother was ready, but your father couldn't wait for you.
Today, Andy and June are having fun helping father
come into a woman's face.
Right here, come on, baby! Come to Papa!
This is not acceptable social behavior.
Don't forget your bedroom manners.
No matter who you are.
Who did you hit with?
Hey, this is Debbie Gibson.
How long were you a prostitute?
I was 13 when I started.
She's a prostitute?
Oh, absolutely.
They're easier to control. You can pick them up.
The whores are courteous and friendly.
What about that man in the high silk hat?
He's one of our sweetest singers, lives in your garden, sings year-round. Can you guess him?
This is Billy Ray Cyrus.
He attacks us with nuclear weapons.
But still, Billy
doesn't care if you kill yourself.
He just wants some money.
That's right.
It's men like you that are ruining this world.
You can kill yourself before he gets money.
What are you doing anyway?
Bob was building houses.
And everybody knows that Bob has had experience handling money.
And he thought of asking for help.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
Hello, Kitty's dad asked.
Everybody knows that Bob has had experience handling
my testicles.
No method is too degrading.
Now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Instead, she gave him
the most beautiful dress I've ever seen.
He was transformed into this.
Little girl.
You're a big girl now.
Things can get pretty kinky here.
Say, buddy, can you spare a dime?
Here, try this.
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
And costs about a dime.
A special combination of medical ingredients.
Poster paints and
prune juice.
Buy two bottles and get
a frontal lobotomy.
Me need something to eat.
Seed tassels. Very tasty. Have one.
I don't eat that stuff.
What kind of dog food does your dog eat?
Mountains of human corpses.
Even children.
Just look at all the people here.
Dogs like food that's moist and meaty.
Me too.
Lovely people, aren't they?
Oh, they're dead.
We hear they're all delicious.
If they're to grow up to be the mature men and women that we want them to be.
Then they're kitchen sliced at an angle.
And they taste terrific.
They feed me raw meat.
I say it ain't one of the fucking best.
Yes, everyone loves
cannibalism.
I've prepared an elaborate surprise for all of us. Now listen up, class.
Surprise!
I know who's to blame for this wicked
sound collage.
We will put a stop to this.
It was so nice being with you for these few brief moments.
Even though
all of this added to a sense that American society was coming apart.
I want to wish you today many happy and pleasurable days.